The Power of Effective Communication audio series. Tip number 3, how to start a conversation and keep it alive. Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves. Last time, in audio tip number 2, we discussed 5 powerful ways to develop a rapport using your active listening skills. That goes hand in hand with today's subject, how to start a conversation and keep it alive. Do you worry about what to say when you meet someone new? Do you struggle to keep a conversation alive or what questions to ask? Or perhaps you dread cocktail parties or business functions because you don't know how to make small talk. For some people, conversations come easy. They can have conversation with anyone, anytime, about any topic. However, for the rest of us, starting a conversation can be easy once we understand that most people enjoy talking about themselves. If we take an active interest in the person we're talking to and ask questions that encourage conversation, we'll learn how to engage in conversations with ease. How do we do that? How do we find the subject that will interest them and start the words flowing? The key to having an engaging conversation is realizing that we don't have to tell anyone anything. All we have to do is ask. Number 1, ask open-ended questions. The best type of question to ask to keep a conversation going is an open-ended question. They're powerful conversation starters because they cannot be answered with a simple yes or no. Open-ended questions typically start with what or how. We will talk more about them in a future audio. Number 2, use the acronym FORIM. When open-ended questions aren't enough, I've used this acronym to help me carry on an engaging conversation. FORI stands for the subjects that people care about the most: family, occupation, recreation, and interest. F, family. You mentioned you have children. Tell me about them. You just moved here? What brought you to Chicago? O, occupation. You groom dogs for a living? Tell me about it. I see on your business card you are an architect. That must be interesting. What kind of buildings do you design? R, recreation. What do you do when you aren't working? You play golf? What do you like about golf? I, interest. You enter cooking contests as a hobby? How fascinating. How do you go about doing it? What good books have you read lately? After you've engaged in a conversation by asking open-ended questions using F-O-R-I, you can use the M, message, to bring the conversation to a close. What message do you want to leave with the person? I enjoyed our conversation. Would you like to get together for lunch sometime? We should get the kids together for a play date. Or, it was great talking to you. Have a great time on your vacation. Using FORIM and asking open-ended questions are 2 ways to make having conversations with anyone much easier. I hope you found tip number 3, how to start a conversation and keep it alive, helpful. In next week's audio series, we'll discuss how the types of questions you ask can make you a more effective communicator. This is Daphne Page Reeves, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, CEO and founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions. If you're interested in more products and articles from Ebony Concepts Solutions, visit our website at www.ebonycs.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ECS Leads. I'll talk to you soon.